post-Thanksgiving show. Welcome to the program. It's A440 on WFMU. My name is Bethany. Happy to be here on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 weekly. And we started out with lovely organic music by Christopher Tignor from the album Long A Vanishing Plane. This just came out recently, over the late part of the summer. And there's an absolutely gorgeous video of that. In fact, as I learned, that was actually recorded live, and the video that you see, I put a link on the playlist page, wfmu.org, is the actual recording, and it just did it live. No studio track, you know, kind of manipulation, just a little bit of, you know, the processing to get those beautiful harmonic chords. And then his gears kind of got where he can play the percussion with the feet, violin, and the upper extremities, and just enjoying so much. The first track we heard tonight, We Keep the Flame, and following that was Arrow in the Dark, Christopher Tignor. And I'm just excited to continue. I did quite a lot of driving over the holiday, and I hope all of your families and friends, colleagues had a nice holiday. I witnessed very small accidents, but two of them within the span of, less than a mile in Manhattan. But wow, people were not very careful. Through my time driving, though, you can most always come across a classical station, and I would appreciate the enthusiasm of the host, but I didn't feel quite the fact that they were either programming or really, really getting into things, and it just made me appreciate so much WFMU, where I can absolutely program exactly what I would like to share, with no set playlist and no mandates. And then I got you all out there to be thankful for. So thank you, listeners and WFMU, for allowing this outlet. Just so very pleased. I had a request last week for some music by The Knights, and that was after I played a little bit of Brooklyn Rider. So we will hear The Knights performing an interesting piece, an Andean walkabout, two pieces from that by composer Gabriella Lena Franck. It's A440 on WFMU. Thank you for joining. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Oh boy.
Got all the buttons mixed up there. But here we are. This is WFMU and the program is A440. My name is Bethany. And yes, some pieces here from this very century. First of all, Gabriella Lena Franck. And piece Leonatus, which translates to legends, an Andean walkabout, so in the Andes Mountains, performed by the Knights. Two out of three of those pieces to give you a taste. And second part of the set, Chilean composer Javier Farias, who was born 1973, so quite a young composer. And that was a piece called Araco, Per Fuerte, Principal y Ponderosa, and I do not speak Spanish, so I apologize for the slaughtering of that. That was written in 2007 for flamenco guitar, classical guitar, and guitar ensemble. Loved it! And that entire piece is probably around 45-50 minutes, and so check that out. It's on the playlist page, wfmu.org. And in this one-hour program, I really do try to just give a good sample and then invite you to explore more as we go. And up next, we're going to go back some centuries here and shift from South America to good old Europe, which is, in terms of music that was published, written down, and kept, means, you know, in the 16th, 17th centuries, you're kind of looking at Italy and England and Germany. But I was really excited about the two composers we'll hear first in this next set. I hadn't heard of them before and was just enjoying getting to know a couple new composers who've been around since, Stutzel, we'll hear second, was a contemporary of Bach, was born 5 years later, and then died just about a year before, actually. But interesting music, interesting textures, and things that happened at the same time as stuff that may be more familiar. It's kind of like asking the question of, what survived and what was featured. What do we have yet to explore? And again, it's like this moment of thanks. Like, I'm just so grateful all of this is out there. So we'll enjoy this next bit. We're going to start with a piano trio by Hermann Goetz, and then we'll go into the Stutzel, and we'll take a couple twists before the end of the set. But please do say hello. You can do that on the playlist page, wfmu.org. And let's go back in time.
Thank you.
music dating back to about 1590 in that set. So we started with, let me get their names right, they're very, very German, Hermann Goetz, which isn't umlauted, it's G-O-E-T-Z, actually. Composer who lived, and I'm just going to go through this really quickly, it's not to be so academic about it, but just to kind of compare to maybe better known composers, well, definitely I would say more household name type composers. So Goetz lived from 1840 to 1876, and Brahms, like 1833 to 1897. Brahms was a lot more progressive in his use of harmony and kind of like messing with structure and stuff, but Goetz was a little more influenced by Mozart and Mendelssohn and kept his style a little more in that classical vein, so to speak. And had a listener suggest to play some Mendelssohn, and I will do that in the future. Mendelssohn Octet, coming to a show near you some future week. Probably next week. We'll do a little octet set. And then Gottfried Heinrich Stutzel. That one's umlauted. And composer, well, musician, composer, critic, conductor, instrumentalist. Stutzel lived from 1690 to 1749. Kind of like you can compare that to Bach, 1685 to 1750. So you'll note that Stutzel only, oh, actually, sorry, Goetz only lived to be, this was kind of sad, 33. And he was, I'm going to go back. I wanted to say this about that composer. Because I just confused their identities. Now it's going to be like, okay, all these German names and such. But we will make note on the playlist so we know for sure. But here was the deal about Goetz. The first one he played, the contemporary of Brahms, he was both a critic and conductor and other things. And then it was only after his, I think, the last 3 years of his life did he compose. And unfortunately, he got tuberculosis and his life was really cut short, obviously. And we want to say that, well, what could have come from that was really interesting. But yeah, just to take up composition later in life, it's kind of like great to always hear those stories about someone who turned a corner and went into that and debunks the myth that you have to start really young and do that forever and ever and ever. But moving back in time to Stutzel, the contemporary of Bach, when I listened to this piece, which was a chamber piece for oboe, horn, violin, and continuo, which is usually played on like harpsichord by the composer in this era, I thought for sure he must have been a court musician, and you know, there was just like a spare horn player, violinist, and oboe sitting around the court looking for, or you know, ready to go and play. But he was actually, like Bach, he was in the church for almost all of his life, so a lot of vocal music and secular music in the vein of, sort of very contemporary to Bach, but a different sound. So check out Stutzel if you're curious. Then we hopped over to Monteverdi, and that composer lived 1567 to 1643, and we heard a little canzonetta. And then popped right back to the 20th century for Maurice Ravel and an orchestrated version of his piece Mirrors, which is one of his kind of famous impressionistic type pieces, written in 1905. And then he only orchestrated two of them. I'm not quite sure who orchestrated this last one, but lovely colors and making use of the whole spectrum of sound there. So Goetz, Stutzel, Monteverdi, Ravel, and we move forward. I think the next thing we'll play, I will just do without introduction. We'll jump into it, and this is kind of a, well, also they call this like, what is it? It's like, you know, we had Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and this is kind of supposed to be like Giving Tuesday or something like that. And so a lot of nonprofit organizations have been encouraging you to donate. So don't forget WFMU in your giving, and you can always donate a bit to the station. We appreciate those who have already. So I thought I'd stick that in there since I got, you know, an email from every library, botanical garden, and music nonprofit that I think I've ever gone to. But yes, be generous if you can to nonprofit arts institutions. And here we go. Here's some stuff from 1995.
Thank you. Thank you.
music of Fred Shevsky and then playing right now Hauschka. This one's called The Long Walk. And three pieces of Fred Shevsky. Now, I've heard it always pronounced Shevsky, but it's spelled with an R. Hey, that's how it goes. From the amazing 7-disc box set that Nonesuch released not so long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years. And so this is a piece we listened to called The Road, and in the notes that Shevsky wrote himself, really cool description that it's more like a novel. He says kind of like songs without words. Again, Mendelssohn, by the way. That when the piece is fully complete, which here we had four parts, it'll be a 64-mile piece. So each piece is a mile, and it's meant to be 8 hours, 64 miles. And he also said it's something that's generally meant for home consumption rather than performance. We heard from part two, it's called Tracks, and all eight parts there are variation on railroad blues from the 30s called 900 Miles. And then part three called Tramps, and we heard mile 21. That set of eight based on army marches. And it says part four, which is called Stops, is harder to describe. Not quite as thematic. But you can check out, 32 miles of that. And then if you ever get your hands on that box set, amazing music. So you heard where he's whistling around or tapping the piano, doing really extended prepared techniques and things. Lots of fun, lots of great colors. And the composer himself performing. So thanks for tuning in. This has been A440 on WFMU Tuesdays from 8 until 9 p.m. My name's Bethany. You can always drop a line to bethany@wfmu.org. Irene is next. She's going to start with some accordion music of Guy Klusevic, who I love. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We are at 91.9 FM and online. WFMU.org. Have a great week. See you soon.